Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Questions on Friday, like if somebody said, what day is it? But if you crank this up there, James, we'll probably be able to figure that out, right? Crank this puppy up. We'll be working on doing all the wrong things. It's Friday! Friday! Last week, or often on Fridays, we go down that word road, the alliteration road, right? It's a fabulous, fun Friday for Food Farm Family in February. And maybe we can go even further than that.
It's a shame it wasn't the 15th.
I know it, right? Exactly. We could have done that yesterday, but it wouldn't have made sense because yesterday wasn't Friday. Today is, though. It's February the 16th. We're more than halfway through the month of February already. We have headlines, we have news to talk about, we have people to talk about, we have events to talk about, and we're all put together in one place with the help of the folks at Progressive. Progressive Insurance, protect your home and your car, and you'll save a bundle, which is a great thing, right? In fact, Progressive.com, 800-PROGRESSIVE. So here's a love letter story, right? Valentine's week. Right? We got to have some more love stories. Want lots of love because in the end, all you have are like memories of love. At the end, you know, when they say you can't take it with you, well, the ones that you have who are your friends and who are your family, the people who love you, the people you treasure most, certainly pretty obvious to people who listen to me or in my family or in my circle, where my priorities are. I think most people really do have, although if that were the case, we wouldn't have some of the things going on that we do have with children. But at any rate, let's give everybody the benefit of the doubt, or as many people as we can, the benefit of the doubt, and know that they share love. What's that song? Love is a two-way street. Here's an example of that. A 70-year-old love letter was found in a toolbox this fellow bought at an auction. He discovered an Air Force veteran's love letter from all those years ago. This fellow's name is Rick Trojanowski. Lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Got an old toolbox at a farm auction. Man, how many is it? I wish I had a nickel for every toolbox I've bought in an auction. I never find anything like this. He didn't really use the toolbox. He just put it in his barn. And then a couple of years later, he opened it up, and what he found inside astonished him. Here we go, Jay. The letter addressed to Mary Jane Cribbs in Grand Rapids from Corporal Irving Fleming. He was stationed in San Francisco, which is a couple thousand miles away for sure. And so the fellow who found him, Mr. Trojanowski, said people don't just write things like this nowadays. It's almost like poetry.
Yeah.
So the letter was written in 1953, right? He said he hadn't heard from Mary in 5 months. They had a disagreement before he was stationed in San Francisco. He apologized, said time was passing slowly for him because he hadn't heard from her. Also said his return home 7 months later would be the happiest day of his life. And asked Mary to marry him. Well, I think he'd asked her that. The letter seemed to indicate that he'd asked her that once before. So now Trojanowski is looking for the owner of the letter, or maybe relatives or something like that. So wouldn't that be cool if he found the person either to whom the letter was written or who wrote the letter.
Yeah, well, I would almost think they didn't end up together because it was kept in a toolbox, almost like it was hidden away.
Yeah, I suppose. That's too bad, though, isn't it, huh?
It is.
Yeah, love letters. Very cool. All right, here's the story of a man who won $1 million on a scratch ticket. His mother put it in a Valentine's Day card. Happy Valentine's. Thanks, Mom. Yeah. How about that? This is the new game here in Massachusetts, the $1 million scratch-off ticket. Do they have those in other states? $1 million scratch-off?
Oh, yeah. I think they all have them.
Mm-hmm. They do have them? Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's see. The fellow's name is Matthew Broadley. Lives up in Tingsboro, or as they say in Tingsboro, Tingsboro. They got the prize on Tuesday night. Right before Valentine's Day. Yep, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks, Mom. The mother bought the card, and he claimed his prize into the lottery headquarters. Winning ticket one of two that he got from his mother. The two of them. Mom's pretty generous. That's cool. All right, so anyway, congratulations to him. And he gets these... He's going to take it one time. There's a lottery, now a scratch-off that you get $1 million a year for life. Have you got one of those in Ohio or any place else? I like that one.
That's, yeah, that's, I feel like they are everywhere, but we, yeah, we need to
I'll
get
take
into
one of those.
Into that.
Yep. All right, now, remember the case? I'm going through a number of things here because I think on Fridays we kind of like to wrap up some of the things that we've talked about during the week before we do all the countdown activity. So here's this woman. I think this is the same story. You'll have to tell me if I'm on the right page or not here, Jay. The lady who was fired by the school district when she had an OnlyFans account. Is that that's the same person we've been talking about all week?
No,
right?
No, that was a parent.
That's another one.
Yeah. So this one. Yeah, okay, the previous one, that was a parent who was banned from the school pickup line, and then her children ended up getting expelled. This is somebody who has actually been in the news for other reasons. Rachel Dolezal was what we used to know her by. She goes by a different name now. She's the woman who used to be the president of the NAACP. She identifies as black, even though she is not black. And she had a lot of...
Oh, yes, I remember this
remember
was months
her?
Ago.
That's who this is.
You're a big
That's
phony.
Who this is.
Ah,
so now
okay.
Her latest thing is that she was let go from her position because of her OnlyFans account.
So, is that... But do we have a different attitude toward her because she's a big phony?
The other situation, but as far as the OnlyFans stuff goes, people need to just settle down.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. That's really for sure. Settle down, boys and girls. It's class time. This is your friend, teacher, Professor Stefan, with Nurse Ratched here. Jay is not Nurse Ratched. You could be. What's a fitting title for you? Radio Talk Show host.
Pushes on.
All right. It is Jay and Doug on the Friday Good Day program. A Florida man who was imprisoned for 37 years. Here we go again with one of these things. He was charged with murder, found guilty of murder, given life in prison, and he didn't do it. So he has... Because he spent all those years in the Florida prison charged with raping and murdering a woman that he didn't do, 1983. So he sued the state and got $14 million yesterday. That was the state or city of Tampa for all those lost years. What would you prefer, 37 years of freedom or $14 million? I think I'll take the 37 years of freedom, thanks.
Yeah. Especially if your family's involved, if you missed your entire child's childhood and upbringing and stuff. And when it comes to that length of time, I'm not sure the $14 million is enough.
Nah. I'd rather have the 37 years, frankly. He was 18 when the crime occurred. He was actually sentenced to death for killing this 19-year-old. but his sentence was reduced to life in prison. And so the Innocence Project got involved, and they opened up the case 6 years ago. DNA certainly not available in the 80s, but now that they have it, it pointed to two other men involved. And so he finally got released in 2020. Then he sued the city of Tampa and the police and the investigators and everybody else who was involved. There was a dentist who said that his teeth matched the bite mark on the victim, and it didn't. That lying bastard, he should be paying.
So one of those things that somebody just tried to give a response because they felt like a response was needed, and they didn't actually do the work?
Yeah, that's it. There's a lot of, how much of that goes on? So there was a civil rights law firm in Chicago that actually handled the representation. And so anyway, the lawyer for him said the settlement, not only an acknowledgement of the harm that Mr. Du Bois suffered, but also an opportunity for him to move on with his life. Yeah. And so the people in the city said, we recognize the profound and lasting effects of the case. Yeah, right. So the law firm gets $9 million. Huh? What's going to happen? The $14 million going to the law firm? Huh?
Almost like to see the law firm be like, you know what, we will scrub our fees, do this pro bono for you.
Right. Man, that really sucks.
All the more reason that $14 million is nowhere near enough.
Wow. Think about that. All right, here's something else to think about. My Pillow, back in high gear. Wow, look at all these things that are on sale for 50% off, boys and girls. Go to MyPillow.com. Get the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses that they have now, mattress toppers, kitchen towels, all kinds of great things, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, you name it. Whatever's in the MyPillow catalog, you can get for 50% off, most of it. MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the promo code DS. MyPillow.com, DS, if you please.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, North.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang, all together here. Jay Kushner and Doug and James Collins at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. Celebrity news is our focus here in the social media department. Usually during this hour, we go to the trending names, and what do we find there today? The name of Brian Wilson, and there's something going on with him. Has really nothing to do with the Beach Boys, although whenever we hear the name Brian Wilson, all we think about are the Beach Boys songs and all the great music that Brian was in large part responsible for. But the word on the street and the trending story has nothing to do with the Beach Boys music, in fact. So we'll find out what is happening to 81-year-old Brian Wilson just a moment away from now.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
You might just listen to this for the whole segment. Talking about Brian, what he's doing, sing. Crank this up, will you? Nothing much more exciting than turning on the radio and listening to a Beach Boys song for me. More, the early Beatles songs, 63, 64, 65, I liked. But I liked Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys a lot more. Anyway, this is not really about the singing, but because his wife has passed away, there's a problem with him. He's actually got dementia. And so there is a filing seeking conservatorship for him. And it's just, I mean, think about it, it's so sad. He's had a tough life. He had a lot of problems with drugs. He has seven children.
And he's definitely a family man. You can tell his adult children, they all love him. They all value him. And even his the major neurocognitive disorder he's battling, they don't say whether or not it's officially dementia, but it's something like that. He's still enough with it. He's still cognizant enough that he was able to be a part of these discussions. He and Melinda already put kind of some stuff in place for him regarding his health. And so after he got to be a part of these discussions, his children, his doctors, they've decided that the family's longtime representatives will serve as co-conservators over the person. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good idea for there to always be a co-conservatorship rather than one sole.
Why would you say that?
Because
it makes safer, smarter.
When there's two people involved, it's kind of like, you know, that nobody is self-serving. And I mean, granted, they could always go into cahoots together if you know, go down like the drama and soap opera route or something like that. But it just seems like it's smarter.
He was married in 1995 to her. And by the way, he has enough cognitive smarts to still be on the road. Believe it or not, there are two Beach Boys groups on the road, and he's in charge of one of them. So that says something about his ability to get around. 28 after now here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit Omaha Steaks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The DA herself taking the stand in a Georgia courtroom Thursday at a hearing to determine if she should be removed from an election case against former President Trump. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis facing scrutiny regarding financial transactions and trips she shared with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
Wade testified earlier during the Thursday hearing aimed at deciding whether Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's Georgia election case due to their romantic involvement. She previously dismissed all allegations against her as falsehoods.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Hur's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Point on it, doesn't it? Robert Downey Jr., all the times he's played Iron Man, and every time he has donned that suit, he's made $20 million. Not a bad gig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. And he wasn't, but he said during all the hoopla about Oppenheimer that that was the best, the role he played in that movie was the best he'd ever done. You know, the best, the most interesting, the plot and all of the things. And he looked, you had to look at him two or three times where he realized it was him. Right, because they grayed his hair, and they gave him, they took a little of his hair away, and he looked thinner. He looked a whole lot different, but he played the part well, and that's why he got all the accolades that he has for being an Oppenheimer. And one of the reasons the movie has done as well as it has. Great story, a lot of great people in it: Matt Damon, Emily Blunt. I think there are just it's some all kinds of reasons for hopefully that to win, and the message itself. To win the Oscar at that time. What's up next? The People's Choice Awards. I think next week, isn't it?
When is that? I believe so. When is it? It's coming up soon. The Oscars are coming up soon. We have the SAG Awards at the end of the month, so that's coming up soon. No. I'm saying the end of the month, like we're at the beginning of February, and we are halfway through.
Exactly, right. One of the things last night, I was home in time to watch Law & Order, the original Law & Order show, which I think is the best of all of them, although I do like Mariska Hargitay and I love Christopher Maloney and the roles that they play. I just think the original Law & Order, but they're all gone now because Sam Waterston, as of next week, no longer is. He's one of the things that at the end of Law & Order last night, which, by the way, was extraordinary because of its dipping into what's going on right now with the protests. They do those shows. All the Dick Wolf shows are done on a dime. All of them are done within 3 or 4 weeks of them airing. So considering what has to be done, the editing and put everything together, the fact that they can do it in a couple of weeks. And this one was about all the protests on the college campuses, Palestinians versus Israelis, and the story around it. It was a very well done presentation. But all of the original characters are now gone. With Waterston going, this next week will be his last week. After 400 episodes, I mean, 400 episodes of Law & Order.
And is that because he's just done with the character, or the character doesn't have anywhere else to go, or he's retiring from acting as a whole?
I don't have an answer to that. He's 80. He's either 82 or 83 now, and it may be that he's had enough. I'm sure we could figure it out. It may be that he doesn't look the part of a DA. Who knows what they've come up with? But he's done a lot in his career, and this will be a feather in his cap for sure. So anyway, there's that. Thinking about the visibility, you know, as I think about how dramatic Law & Order was last night, you know, those pictures, the video, the things that make it so easy to understand what's going on. Do you know there's a trend now? Warren Eckstein, who is our pet expert, he has the Weekend Pet Show, started something. This was a long time ago. When did Facebook first come out? Was it in the 1980s?
Facebook was the early aughts, and it was.
Was it?
I believe it was the early aughts, but it also wasn't what it is today. Where if you could only be on it if you were part of an organization, whether that was a business and like a big corporate business, but you could only connect with other people who were inside that network, inside that big corporate business, or if you were a college student, you could only connect with other students that were at your specific college. You couldn't connect with anybody else.
Okay. I guess I do remember that about the college aspect of it. Anyway, he was the first person to do a radio program on Facebook. And he has done it every weekend since. So you can see him on Facebook as he does his radio program. It's heard on a couple of hundred radio stations all around the country. And I've noticed now that what's happening, because the screens on the new cars are such that you can actually, they're the size of an iPad, right? Some of these new screens are big. And so what people are doing is watching radio shows on the dashboard of their car. And I'm not sure that's a good idea or a bad idea, but there's so much stuff on the dashboard, so many things on that screen now. Think about, if you've been inside of a Tesla, for example, the screen's huge. inside of the Tesla. Everything is on the screen.
And they don't have those safety precautions? Like, I know with a lot of cars, even if you, like, if you could put a DVD in back in the day of the DVDs, and you could put that in, and you couldn't watch it if the car was in motion from the front seat. You could only be, you had to be in park. And same with a lot of navigation and GPS. If you need to reroute yourself, you can't do that while you're driving. It won't let you, unless it's already typed in as, like, a favorites or something, you can't type in a new address. It'll completely have it locked out.
I think that's gone the way of the wind. I think there's enough information about what's on the dashboard and information from the rating services that a lot of people, this is where this came from. A lot of people are, it's growing the ratings to a point, it's engaging the audience that's watching as they drive. I think that's crazy. You're right.
So,
but
I think about the laws, the hands-free laws, where you can't have your phone at some stage. You can't have your phone at all in your hands. Other, you can't be looking at your phone. So, if you're not even allowed to look at your phone scrolling through, why would it be permitted to look at your dashboard? I'm just astounded by all of this. Yet, AM radio is still the issue getting in the vehicles.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's got an issue with something. All right, I have no issue with the folks at 541 Travel, and neither will you when you pick up the phone right now and dial 800-419-3684. Jay and I would like to have you take a nice trip to Las Vegas. And guess what, boys and girls? You don't have to pay for it. That's how 541 Travels works. Yep, 3 days and two nights at the other end of 800-419-DOUG. You can win. It's impossible not to win. The only thing that happens is if you don't get to the phone quickly, the lines are all used up, and then you have to wait. Nobody wants to wait. So this is the easiest contest you ever have been involved in. We did a lot of this last year. We took a hiatus, and now back again. Now the holidays are over. 800-419-DOUG. You got two nights in fabulous Las Vegas. No questions asked. You don't have to be caller 29. You just call 800-419-3684 and get yourself into the queue. All right, you ready? Call now, 800-419-DOUG, and claim your prize, your fabulous two nights and 3 days in Las Vegas. 800-419-DOUG. All right, so for our friends in Oregon, there's a 50-foot decomposing whale. What a spectacle that's created on this Oregon beach.
Wow.
46-foot male whale washed ashore at Sunset Beach State Park. It was entangled in a rope and emaciated, so it couldn't get anything to eat. That's what killed it.
Oh, that is heartbreaking.
Yep, lousy story that is. All right, I want to go back to Valentine's Week stories. Can we do that for a few minutes? This is the better stuff this week. From Michigan, we've had two stories from Michigan this morning already, right? High school sweethearts Bill Hassinger and Joanne Blanken sent to the principal's office for kissing on the bus when they were in high school. And now, 70 years later, they picked up where they started. This is a believe-it-or-not story. Mr. Blaken is 92, North Muskegon, Michigan. He and his wife now, Ms. Hassinger, he's 92, she's 90. He was a lieutenant colonel in the state police. He took her to the prom, and they hadn't had any connection with each other since they graduated in 1949.
Wow.
Wow. She married, had three children. Husband died quite a while ago. This guy joined the military, married a classmate, had three children, two of whom have passed away already. He was widowed a couple of years ago. He was married for 68 years to his first wife. We went our separate ways, lived alone for a while. I wasn't looking for love. I wasn't looking for a man, she said. I was content in my life, but he was always in the back of my mind. I loved him as a young boy. So the mother and her daughter were looking at the old yearbooks, the classmates.
Mm-hmm.
The 73rd reunion took place in 2022. And so Joanne Blaken started thinking, oh, whatever happened to this guy? She thought she would contact him to reminisce. They got together on the phone. They met for lunch. They had some laughs. He said, it didn't look like what I remember to look like 73 years ago. Good luck, pal, finding somebody 73 years
old. Neither did he.
Yeah. No. But apparently age didn't dim the sparkle and their vivaciousness. I like that word. Yeah. He was remembering she was a high school majorette. They even still have those anymore? I don't think they have.
They do, yeah. It's part of the marching band. And, yeah, like a lot of times they'll go out and do their thing with the mascot.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, this is a nice story. Has a good ending. They've spent weekends together, spent Valentine's Day together. They're going out often to eat. Remember, they're 92 and 90. I guess they live about 80 miles apart, excuse me, from each other.
Hmm.
They play cards. They work puzzles. They just enjoy each other's company. What a great story.
That is so right? Sweet.
Isn't that... Good for them. Yeah, I love those. Yep, those are the stories that we here on the Good Day program are known for and are happy about. Yep, there's all kinds of stuff. We still have time for the Bidens and the Trumps, but I like having time for those sorts of things. So that's how it works here. That's how we roll. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common? They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
KFC's new smashed potato ball is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato ball for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
After the hour, Friday, on the Good Day program. Can you believe it's Friday again already? Good Lord. It also, besides being Friday the 16th, it's National Almond Day. We celebrate that here on our food, farm, and family get-together. You can toss them into your mouth. You can toss them into a salad.
Yeah.
You can grind them up. Yep.
Make
healthy alternative.
Flour out of them.
Mm-hmm. You can munch them. I don't much like almonds. Well, actually, that's not. If they're salty, they're good. Daisy loves them.
They're covered in dark chocolate. They're good.
Well, that's not a bad deal either, right? Very versatile, very delicious. Lots of vitamin E and magnesium and fiber in them. They help fight heart disease. So today, National Almond Day, paying tribute to these powerhouses packed with the really good stuff. The first time that they were grown, it seems, their record going back to 4,000 B.C., when the cultivation of almond trees seemed to begin. Don't you wonder where the first almond seed came from? I always want to know that. Where was the first almond, and where did it come from? Was it on one of those rocks that came from another planet? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go a little nuts when it comes to that. Guess you, what I did
I still always get caught up on
nuts.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Yes, well, that's a good question. Sometimes not so easy to answer. All right, here's a new app that you ought to know about because it'll help you stay on top of all the food recalls that we talk about here on Food Farm Family. You can find them at foodfarmfamily.com. And you can also go to Food Recalls and Alerts. That's what the app is called, Food Recalls and Alerts. It will alert you to all the pet food recalls, all the regular recalls, right there on your phone. So the app is in the Google Play Store, I guess on Apple as well. A couple of websites you can use. Again, it's foodfarmfamily.com. We mostly have all of the recalls there, foodsafety.gov. Click on recalls there or go to recalls.gov. There's a food tab you can click on there. So anyway, the list of recalled foods, that sort of thing. We're at your service at foodfarmfamily.com. Here's an allergy alert. undeclared sesame, Capital Distributing recalling thousands of sandwiches because they may have undeclared sesame. If you've got an allergy sensitivity to sesame, you run the risk of getting yourself into a jam, life-threatening allergic reaction if you eat this stuff. Turkey and cheese sandwiches that have sesame in them and not declared.
They didn't used to declare it because it wasn't considered one of the big allergens, like peanuts and tree nuts and eggs and dairy. And now it's like sesame has a lot of businesses have had to completely overhaul their operation because there was so much hidden sesame in things.
Yeah. Well, I think the situation here, this is one of those things that's sold at every convenience store you can think of. All of the local, regional, they all get their stuff from the same sources, which is a problem in and of itself. But all of these, you know, they're around Utah, Nevada, where these things originated, Idaho. If you're in the upper Midwest, especially, look out for these sandwiches from Capital Distributing. I don't even know if they say that. They usually have the label of the store. Like Extra Mart, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like with the Rizzo cheese and all of those products. And most of the products that are in other locations don't have that brand on the label because that brand was partnered with one of the other ones, like the salad kits and the cheese dips and the quesos and all of that stuff that is in market, every grocery store.
Yep, all over the place. All right, here's, for those of you who like Pop-Tarts, an interesting anecdotal passing of the guy who actually post Grape Nuts. There was a father, the guy who ran most of the interesting cereal started in Michigan for some reason. So the Post family, there was the Kellogg family, the Post family. Post was from Grand Rapids. Among other things, besides cereal, he developed a Pop-Tart. So at 96... he's gone. He celebrated his life well. He was one of seven children to Dutch immigrants. He went to Calvin College, Calvin University. He worked at a biscuit company, which became the Keebler Company. He was a plant manager there. And then he developed the Pop-Tart and other things. So when you see Post cereals and Pop-Tarts, you can thank William Post for that. He's passed away. All right, here we are at the end of our hour, 59 after.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.